episode 774, The Greatest Distraction Holding You Back.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I am absolutely thrilled that you are here. Can you believe it's another gorgeous day? It is Wellness Wednesday, and we are talking about fitness and nutrition, the greatest distraction holding you back. Those goals, those resolutions that you've been looking for. You want to lose weight. You want to get that lean muscle. Well, we're going to tell you what might be holding you back, and you may not even realize it. But first off, for those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Finding the Simple in Your Everyday. I want to bring simplicity down to another level. Have you ever seen those 1, 2 a.m., you know, commercials, 3 a.m. commercials that just kind of like suck you in and you're like, oh my gosh, I just have to have it. I don't know what it is about them. I know I've been there. And what do? You pick up the phone or, well, in the olden days, you'd pick up the landline, right? You'd dial it. Then it got to be where, oh, you could just kind of enter things slowly in the computer. And then it got to be, well, describe your cell phone, your tablet, whatever it is. And you were ordering two or three things before you even knew it happened. Thing is, though, we got these distractions in life. Yes, it could be those 1 or 2 a.m. commercials that draw us in, but it also can be something else. When you want to excel in your health and wellness, you must be willing to do what it takes. Now, I know you're willing to. Come on, you're a woman of impact. You're a woman on a mission. However, though, you know you're going to stumble, and there's going to be distractions and speed bumps along the way. But the greatest distraction holding you back might surprise you. First, though, what does success in your health and wellness look like? You need to define your success meter. What is it? Because if you don't know what success is to you, because it means something different to me, when I'm talking about my nutrition, it's going to mean something totally different than your nutrition. What your success in your nutrition is. Maybe your fitness. I mean, I lift weights. I do major strength training. I run. I do crazy things sometimes. For you, maybe you're like, I just want to get up and walk. I just need to move more. And I want to keep it. Yeah, I don't want to do all of that. It kind of scares me. That's okay. What is your success meter? Secondly, when you don't reach your goals, what happens to your action? Maybe you let the goal fall. Maybe you try new things. Or maybe you chase the success of others. Yes, this is the greatest distraction holding you back, chasing the success of others. Whether you want to eat healthy, lose weight, gain lean muscle, you must first break the cycle. That cycle of, you know, whatever those goals that you're reaching for in fitness and nutrition, you got to break the cycle of chasing the success of others. You know that squirrel syndrome. The shiny objects, everything looks, you know, greener. You know, the grass is greener on the other side. It's all of that. It's those 1 a.m., those 2 a.m., those 3 a.m. commercials that just suck you in. And you're like, oh my gosh, I just have to have this. Why? I don't know. But I know it will do everything. I mean, you've seen them, right? From pots and pans to the best makeup to stuff you rub on your skin to what's going to help you lose all that fat. We get sucked in. Well, did you know that even the Bible talks about success? Ecclesiastes 4:4 says this, "Then I observed that most people are motivated to success because they envy their neighbors. But this too is meaningless, like chasing the wind." If you are motivated by other success, this envy and attention you're drawn towards is like chasing the wind. You have nothing to grab onto. Have you ever tried to grab the wind? I went outside with my puppy dog, and it's been windy lately. We've had kind of this weird warm spell, and with it, we've had really crazy, humid, you know, mornings where the fog is so dense, and we can barely see in front of us. I kid you not. That's how crazy it is up here up north. And then on top of that, the wind is blowing, and even though you can't see, it's like you try to grab something, nothing, there's nothing to grip onto. Your success will continue to slip through your fingers when you're chasing the wind, when you're going after the success of someone else. That envy is doing you no good. Sitting there and watching somebody online and going, oh, I got to do exactly that. I want to know step by step what they did. That's going to get you into trouble. It's good to have a mentor. I'm all for following mentors and seeing and having them encourage you from afar. But their success route is not going to be the same as yours. So what do? How do you begin to dispose of the greatest distraction holding you back and embrace the success waiting to be claimed by you? You must listen to this KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Run your own race. Run your own race. No more shiny objects. No more chasing those squirrels. No more trying to get after and figuring out everybody else's success route. Going, oh my gosh, it didn't work here, but if I go to this one, it'll work here. Oh, and if I do this, it'll work here. If I buy this, it'll work here. I know, I've been there. I've done it. I'm guilty. I'm guilty whether it's my business. I'm guilty as whether it's my health. I'm guilty as whether it's my nutrition. I am guilty. You could go as far as looking into parenting. You could go as far now as relationships, because with social media now, oh my goodness. You've got this perfection that's pasted, all the good only that's up there on social media, and you really don't know the nitty-gritty behind the facade that's being pasted, because they're only talking about the benefits, the goodness of what's coming up. They don't ever talk about the negative. Nobody wants to show the real raw life, the mistakes. Well, I'm here to tell you, the greatest distraction holding you back is when you continue to envy others, to chase after their success and not embrace your own that's waiting for you to claim. You have to run your own race. Are you ready? I know you're ready. So let's go through 3 points here. Number one, you have to lock down on what works for you. Here's a good question to ask yourself. What keeps you coming back for more? What is it? So let me give you an example. And this is probably going to blow your socks off. I'm serious, because you know me, I give it real and raw. So you know when I wanted to lose weight way back when? In my tornado of life, I was way over 210, 215, 20. I don't know how I was way overweight. Okay, I was overweight. It wasn't good for my health. It wasn't good for my relationship with my husband. It wasn't good for, you know, the reflection that I saw in the mirror. It wasn't good for my mindset. It was just bad, bad, bad. And so I needed to figure out something that was going to keep me coming back for more. Keeping me what? Working out, the walking. I started with just walking, one foot in front of the other, because I didn't ever exercise. In my mind, I never had time. Mom of five, I don't have time for that. Oh, no way. So I had to figure out something that would keep me coming back for more. So guess what it was? Okay, here you go. You ready? This is earth shattering here. It was the Victoria's Secret models, the magazines that would come to me. I know, crazy, isn't it? It wasn't about them particularly, but I needed something in front of me that I could see, because what I saw in the mirror was horrific. I felt like a cow. At times, I looked like a cow. I wore clothes that made me look drapey. Now, that's being bold out here, but I got to tell you like it is. So for me personally, what kept me coming back, what kept me moving in the right direction was looking at the Victoria's Secret models, going, okay, if I keep putting one step in front of the other, I keep walking. And eventually I began running. And it wasn't just one lap. It was four laps, which equal 1 mile. And then that four laps ended up doubling and tripling. And pretty soon I was doing 7 to 11 miles. I was a runner now. That was my success to claim. But you see, I wasn't following anybody else's success route. It was my own. You have to lock down on what works for you. Now, I gotta tell you this part though. I'm not chasing after Victoria's Secret models. I've given birth to 5 children. I'm never gonna have a body like they have. Nor do I want one. But you see, that look for me at that time kept me on track. Now, my focus on how I live my life and my health and my wellness has shifted. It's not about the Victoria's Secret model. It's about living a lifestyle that my body can respond to and is in vibrant, joyful health that only God can give me. And I feel good when I wake up and I feel great when I go to bed. That's what I search for now. That's what keeps me moving. So what you lock down on may shift over time, understand that. But you have to know what keeps you coming back for more. Number 2, navigate your unique path. I spoke a little bit about chasing the success route of someone else. That's not going to work. Just because somebody did something awesome doesn't mean that if you do exactly every single step that they did, literally walking in their shoes, that you will get the same results, because guess what? It doesn't work that way. But what does work the best for you is figuring out your own path, your own direction. Let me give you an example. Maybe you're in love with meat and you see this plan that if you eat vegan and you go plant-based eating, nutrition, wise, that you will have this special look. It's exactly what you want. The guarantee's written in, and you're like, oh yeah, that's what I want, that, but I can't give up my meat. Well, the whole idea is you have to navigate your unique path. You can still eat meat and have a healthy lifestyle. Now, I wouldn't recommend eating a ribeye steak every single meal of your life. Probably not a good idea. And you probably definitely need to make sure you're getting a good amount of vegetables in your diet. But you can still eat meat. And you don't have to stick to this plan, even though, oh, but it's all guaranteed this. Maybe for that particular person, it works for them. But maybe for you, it's not. And guess what? That's okay. And same can be for the reverse. Someone who loves plant-based and doesn't want to touch meat, you can still live a healthy lifestyle that way. But the key is you have to navigate your own unique path. Number 3, you have to take aim with the next step. What's next? That one step that's right in front of you, and you can't overcomplicate it. We sometimes, our logical earthly brains are like, I have to know each and every step. Sometimes it's just literally taking that next step. When I needed to lose all the weight and I wasn't working out and I didn't have a clue what to do, all I did was I got up and my body woke up early in the morning as my husband and my children were still asleep in bed. And I got in my truck and I drove to the local high school track that was outside. Whether it was cold or rainy, whether it was hot, it didn't matter. I was out there. Now, if there was lightning, I wasn't out there. I would wait till it was safe. Safety first. But then I would get out of my car and I would walk over. And I would start and I put my music in my ears. And even then, I didn't even know podcasts existed. That's what's so crazy. Think about how much I could have been learning. But you see, I was on my own unique path. I was navigating, and God was navigating the direction that I was supposed to go. And literally, I put one foot in front of the other, and I walked. And I walked the outside of the track. You know how they have like 4 or 5 different lanes? I was on the far one because, man, I wanted to get bonus. If I ran on the inside, oh, I thought I was selling myself short. So I always went on the farthest outside lane. And I walked and I walked and I prayed and I prayed. And eventually I began to run, and I would run just halfway down a lap, and then I would walk the rest of it. Then I would walk another lap, and then I would run halfway down a lap, and I'd run, or then I'd walk the rest of it. Eventually it came to be what? I was running more than I was walking. Take aim with the next step, the one that's right in front of you. The greatest distraction holding you back is when you are chasing the success of others. Maybe you are in the kind of craziness, the chaos of life, and you're going, Christiane, I get what you're saying about run your own race, but I can't do it by myself. I want to be there for you. I want to take your hand, and I want to help you to take aim. Click on the link, take aim, in the show notes. It's going to pop up this little form. It's just a couple little questions, and that's going to give you the opportunity to talk with me, 20 minutes free. There's no charge for it. I'm not going to sit there and try and sell you anything. You'll get a response from me in about 24 to 48 hours, but understand that when I respond, sometimes that stuff goes to your junk or your spam mailbox. So be sure to always check that area, because sometimes you miss it. I do try to consistently follow up, but at some point, I can't consistently send you an email. So be sure to check your spam and your junk mailbox. It's time for you to run your own race. And remember this, the race you are running is for a lifetime of impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.